Thursday, March 7th. I don't remember if I've talked about this. I'm sure I mentioned it, but I signed up for a sprint triathlon on June 16th in Port Washington, which is actually Father's Day. And so now I have to start thinking about preparation for said triathlon for the race, which is obviously a thing. Now, the my feelings on a sprint triathlon, if you guys don't know what a sprint is, it's as far as huge races like Ironmans and triathlons go, it's the baby, the infant of the bunch. It's easy, comparatively speaking. Half mile swim, 12 mile bike ride, and 3 mile run, or some variation of that, like very close. That's kind of the basis. Depending on the course, it's a little different here or there. Maybe 10 mile bike, maybe 13 mile bike, maybe 3.5. Whatever it is. But that's kind of pretty much it. Half mile swim, 12 mile bike, 3 mile run. So, as far as training goes, like I think, even though I don't have a bike yet, and I've never done a brick workout, which is bike to run, which supposedly fucks with your body a little bit, I think I could do this tomorrow and like struggle through it and find my way to the finish line. Not what I'm looking to do. The point is to like train. This sets me up with some parameters and gets me in shape for the next 3 months. And then if I like what I did there, then maybe do an Olympic triathlon, which is about double of everything that I just mentioned, in sometime in September, which that I could definitely not do tomorrow. That would be a real training effort. But nonetheless, I want to follow a protocol, and I'm having trouble finding the right, quote unquote, the right one. Some are 8 weeks, some are 10 weeks, some are 12, some are 13. And then there's a lot of terminology, like they these outlets just like kind of say, hey, here's your training protocol, and like give you this calendar without much context or explanation around it. So while I think I might have found a decent one, there's a lot of like stuff in there. This times 100 for 15 seconds, and like it's just not entirely clear. So if I started this tomorrow, I feel like I'd be a little lost in my training. And so to maybe help that and to help some of the training, I joined the Brooklyn Tri Club, which is something local where, 4 or 5 days a week, I don't even know exactly what they offer yet. But they do trainings. There's a strength training on Mondays, there's a brick workout on like Tuesday mornings or Thursday mornings or both even. So I could go with them and do the bike ride, have them watch my bike and then run, and they teach you kind of how to do some stuff. They do some open water swims, which I've never done before, and that would be something that I would love to do before race day because I'm used to swimming laps in a pool. So an open water is obviously a totally different animal and could be a little intimidating. So I'm having a little trouble deciding what the right first step to take is. I think I'm going to do a 12-weeker, which would start around the end of the month, March 24th, 25th, leading up to a June 16th race. And what I need to do before that is like get a bike, figure out what all the things mean in whatever calendar I choose, so I know like what my day-to-day looks like, and then kind of sync it up with the Brooklyn Tri class so I know that if I'm going to go to Prospect Park 6 a.m. on Thursday mornings for a brick workout, that I didn't do bike the day before, something like that. So there's some things to iron out. And beyond that, I don't have a bike yet. I don't have any equipment for the bike. I want to like get better goggles for my swimming and maybe a new swim cap. Like there's shit to do for this thing, guys. You don't just like sign up and then you're like in great shape and have run a triathlon already. So I thought maybe it would be that easy, but I guess I'm a little off course there. Oh, and one other thing that I did in preparation is something that I've wanted to do for a long time, and that's called total immersion, which is a swimming hack that I heard from Tim Ferriss, who heard it from Chris Sacca. I haven't dove in, see what I did there, to that quite yet. So I'm gonna save the details on that one because I'll probably do a full episode about that in the coming weeks, but I want to hack my swimming progression, right? I want to learn a new, better way to approach swimming because I just want to be a better swimmer for the race and just for life, really. Swimming is a life skill, not just a not just a thing that you do for sport. So that's where I'm at. Triathlon prep, trying to get it in gear because we're gonna start running and biking and swimming pretty fucking soon. Let's do it.